Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And we got some good stuff coming at you straight ahead with our good friend Eric Cargiolotto. Eric is a member of our Brain Trust. He's a founding partner of Smash Labs, which is an organization that helps companies like you and me put our best foot forward, help us reach out and find the customers that we need, connect with them when we find them, and hang on to them after we get them. And he's the author of Speak Human, Outmarket the Big Guys by Getting Personal. And he's here to help us celebrate National Customer Service Week. Eric Cargiolotto, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Now, you're a Canadian. You're in Canada right now.
Yeah.
So I just got to thinking about this. If I'm celebrating National Customer Service Week, we're not creating some kind of a international incident here with you being in Canada helping me celebrate America's national, because is it National Customer Service Week in Canada?
I don't know. I haven't actually heard of that prior to you mentioning it. So
I kind of doubt it, because I think you guys always like to do things different from us. I know it's not that way in Quebec, because they don't like us at all, and so. So I just want to make sure there's no international incident being created here.
I think we'll just call the consulate later in the day and see what they can work out.
There you go. There you go. So what do you think about the idea of a week set aside for customer care, customer service?
Well, I think it's really a great idea in that, ultimately, all the rest of the year is National Advertising Week, or National Advertising Year, ultimately. We are absolutely indoctrinated in an ad culture where we scream at people to buy our stuff. And it's funny, I think customer service is like the hidden back door of marketing, where if you can make people love what you do and feel like you care a little bit, they'll become incredibly loyal in a way that no advertisement can ever make someone.
And isn't that, and this is something I talked about in a speech I gave yesterday in Houston, Eric, isn't that the way the world's moving today? I mean, it's always been that way. I mean, human beings have always been attracted to that kind of an experience where people, over a generation ago, somebody came up with the idea that Cheers would be successful because everybody knows your name there. I mean, that's classic. That's human nature. But isn't it becoming more and more so as everything gets bigger and louder and more cluttered? Aren't human beings kind of sort of trying to go back to the roots of shops and small, quieter relationships? What do you think?
Well, I certainly think there's evidence of such a thing occurring. I think there are a couple of things that play into this. First of all, we have, as you noted, the noise level in mass media is enormous, and I think we all get a little fatigued with that.
Yep.
On top of that, everybody likes to feel special. Everyone wants to feel that they somehow
I am special, Eric.
Exactly. I know you are, Jim.
Aren't you?
I'm not entirely sure anymore, but I'd like to be.
Well, but you have young children, so that's...
they've quickly displaced
They've disabused you of any specialness you may have.
Yeah. I think another interesting part of this is this artisan sort of economy that we see bubbling up, where details just covered it in a multi-page article about, I think it was two issues back. We see outfits like Etsy.com, where people can handcraft their own objects and then distribute them via the web. I think that in an era where anybody can have anything, what you want is something that everyone else can't have. And that's either a product that can't be had by the masses, it can't be purchased at Walmart, or it's going to the bakery and having the person there know you and want to treat you like you matter to their business.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're right. You know, you said you want something that nobody else has. Well, another variation of that from service is you want to make sure that what you have is special, that there is something there between you and the business owner. It's amazing how people feel about businesses they do business with, isn't it?
Oh, certainly. And it's funny because it is the most common sense approach to thinking about your business. Nevertheless, it's something that seems to almost be impossible to imbue into a larger organization.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, and I think it largely has something to do with scale. At a certain size, it's very difficult to get everyone on board with treating customers well.
There's a customer service firewall that gets put up when all the scale happens, isn't it? When all the different layers. I mean, I've talked to CEOs, and one of the most frustrating expressions I've ever seen on a CEO's face was when they talked about, how do I get people down line all the way out to the end? How do I get them to perform for the kind of customer service values that I have?
And I think it can happen sometimes, but it's a rare instance where it can be successfully instigated. But one example I have of that I really like is a low-cost carrier called WestJet here in Canada,
yeah,
which I think is somewhat like Southwest. And I only know this anecdotally. I've heard about this notion that they have sort of this rule that any one of their staff members has a certain discretionary amount of money to put towards making customers happy.
Wow.
So if someone's unhappy, they're enabling their staff to engage with those people and turn them around.
And so, Eric, if big businesses want this in a way that's strong, it's incredibly strong, but they can't have it because, but it's obvious something that customers want. Small businesses can do this falling off a log. They can do this in the middle of the night in their sleep. Why aren't more small business owners doing this? Why aren't they giving customers more of an experience? I'm not seeing it out there like I think we should.
Well, I think it's a twofold issue. First of all, and the biggest one is it's a lot of extra work. Running an advertisement is easy. You call up your local newspaper, what have you.
It's not as much work as trying to get customers when you don't have any, though.
Well, certainly, I'm not saying that there isn't enormous value in customer service. That's certainly,
yeah.
I think we're both on that page.
Yeah.
But I think it's tough. And I think one of the things that often is missed that is just a reality of running a small business is how hard you have to sweat to keep all the balls in the air as you're juggling.
But Eric, I got to wrap up for a break here. But folks, listen, I don't care how many balls you got to juggle. I don't care how much other stuff you got going on. You have only one prime directive. You have only one imperative today, tomorrow, and the day after that, and a year from now, and 10 years from now. Serve your customers. Make them feel special. Give them an experience like they get nowhere else. And all those other problems that you're worried about right now, they'll go away or they'll become less important. 20 after, right back with Eric Cargiolotto. His book is called Speak Human. It took me by
surprise. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.